February 15, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Am I my brother's keeper? None of us lives to himself, Romans 14:7. Has it ever dawned on you that you are responsible for other souls spiritually before God? For instance, if I allow any private deflection from God in my life, everyone about me suffers. When we sit together in heavenly places, whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. When once you allow physical selfishness, mental slovenliness, moral obtuseness, spiritual density, everyone belonging to your crowd will suffer. But, you say, who is sufficient for these things if you erect a standard like that? Our sufficiency is of God and of him alone. Ye shall be my witnesses. How many of us are willing to spend every ounce of nervous energy, of mental, moral, and spiritual energy we have for Jesus Christ? That is the meaning of a witness in God's sense of the word. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. God has left us on earth. What for? To be saved and sanctified? No. To be doing or be at it for him. Am I willing to be broken bread and poured out wine for him? To be spoiled for this age? For this life to be spoiled from every standpoint but one, saving as I can disciple men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. My life as a worker is the way I say thank you to God for his unspeakable salvation. Remember, it is quite possible for any one of us to be flung out as reprobate silver. Lest, Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That's the end of the Chambers text. It is important to realize that what we do spiritually has a cascading effect or a ripple effect on the rest of those in our sphere of influence. When we are close to God and full of his grace and his mercy and delivering his love in great waves, everyone around us will be washed by the Spirit of God and lifted and encouraged. But when we get carried away in the letter of the law, in the details, living according to a set of rules, and otherwise being unkind and unfriendly, and otherwise offensive, or if we just plain fall down and get lazy in our relationship to God, those around us will suffer, and they'll suffer negatively. And the negative consequences of that state of my being. But I shouldn't be living my life in fear and dread that I will hurt someone because of my spiritual ineptitudes or lack of tenacity. But on the other hand, I need to be aware that I am being watched, and I'm being watched by more than just my immediate family. Now, if we want to be a witness for Christ, being a witness is really that of our lifestyle. And Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. He didn't say you would be known because of your whiteness or your moral rightness. He didn't say our testimony had anything to do with our activities. It had to do with our love factor. And Jesus' prayer for us was only one thing, that, Father, they will be one with you as I am one with you. That there is a unity involved, and that unity doesn't mean of the same opinion on every issue. The unity means that the issues that matter, namely the relationship with Jesus Christ, is pure and unadulterated and passionate, each man with his God. And that we resonate completely in the Spirit, and the things that have a spiritual dimension and a spiritual consequence. We will be unified because the Spirit himself is unified. Are you really willing to be broken bread and poured out wine? By this I mean, are you willing to be nothing, to be nobody, to be totally invisible, totally insignificant? Are you willing to be an absolute and utter slave, servant, having no rights whatsoever, but to serve everyone else? as Chambers said here, our life as a worker is a way we can say thank you to God. Well, my life as a spouse of God is to be completely surrendered to Him and anxious to do what pleases Him rather than what would please me. The ultimate spouse is one whose other-centeredness is unquestionable and complete, that I will do anything for my spouse, or that she would do anything for me. Release yourself to God. Be completely available to Him. And as Jesus walked about and God was able to use Him to do mighty miracles, including raising people from the dead, Christ can once again walk on the planet today in you. And God has an opportunity to express Himself one more time in human flesh on this earth. You can't do it, but you get out of the way so He can. That's what He's wanting to do. Let Him have all of you.